Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
We're coming out of a series from the Holy Spirit, on the Holy Spirit rather, and we talked about the person, the presence, the power last week. And finally today, I want to talk about the purpose of why the Holy Spirit is with us. I've entitled this message, Life 2.0. The reason being, when you read the purpose of the Holy Spirit, is found in Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit. The goal of the Holy Spirit's presence, power, and person is to cause us to bear fruit. And it says the fruit of the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit's work, is to bear fruit in us, and it spells out what that is. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Further in verse 23, it says, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. You'll notice that each of these words refer to an idea concerning relationships. Life is all about relationships. The goal of the Holy Spirit, not just to make us prosperous and successful or attain lofty things in our lives, but to build relationships. Further, you'll find in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. It's interesting to point out that this idea of being blessed begins with this idea of being fruitful. And this idea of being fruitful includes multiplying. To begin with, I want to say that it is all about love. The idea of fruitfulness, when you study the Bible, you'll find on and on, it will talk about this idea of love. It's all about love. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. It's interesting how when you read this verse, it says the fruit of the Spirit. Not the fruits, but the fruit. Further, it says the fruit of the Spirit. It's a singular noun, a fruit. And then it says is. Now further in Psalm 1 verse 1, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. Talks about relationship, who you walk with, who you sit with, who you consult, who you stand with. These are relationships. And further it says, he's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields, there it is, its fruit in season. When we have the right relationships, we will bear fruit. And when we bear fruit, we become a blessing. In fact, it is the first blessing God gave us, his love. It is about love. Furthermore, its love is the fruit of the Spirit. Notice where it says that there is not many fruits, but one fruit. It says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, but notice where it says that it's the only fruit. Now, the preceding verses to 5:22 starts in 5:19. Now, the works of the flesh are evident. Notice the word works, which is plural, and the verb are. In other words, Paul did not make a mistake in talking about the fruit of the Spirit is. He was actually making a point. There is only one fruit. If you've ever imagined a tree, you'll never find a tree with different fruits. A tree has one fruit because when the tree is planted by streams of water, it has one fruit. You'll never find a tree that has bananas and pineapples and jackfruit and cherries and apples and oranges. You only have one fruit, and that fruit is love. The question, therefore, is, if that is true, then why does it say the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness? What accounts for this next words after love? The answer is because while it's a fruit, fruits have different character qualities. For instance, an orange may have texture. It may have flavor. It may have aroma, substance, color. It will have nutrients, juice, and of course, seeds. These are character qualities of a fruit. In essence, it's the same point. Love is about joy. There is no point in loving someone if you're not enjoying it. There is no point in loving someone if there's no fruit of peace or patience or the character qualities of kindness, of goodness, of faithfulness, of gentleness, and obviously of self-control. The point being, it's all about love. Love is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And fruits have characteristic qualities that make it what it is meant to be in our lives. Further, fruits ripen over time. This picture was taken nearly 39 years ago when my wife and I were newly married. And when we started out, we didn't really know about this fruit of the Spirit. We had to grow into it over time. We had to learn how to be patient, to be kind, to love one another, to be gentle, to be good to one another, to be able to support one another over time. Love is all about life. Love is the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit that has character qualities in it, but it has to ripen over time. Now, the way it ripens over time is simply this: stay in the vine. You're not going to ripen if you're not connected to the vine. You're going to be a fruit that never ripened because you got off the vine. Now, notice where it says in John chapter 15, verse 5, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." It says if you are to remain in the vine and you remain, basically you remain in relationship with God, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Imagine a branch that is not connected to a tree. It's dead. It has no way of surviving. I'm reminded of what happened to me last Sunday. Beat and tired from a very busy week, I took a walk, a 10-kilometer walk to be exact, and I just started to put out my heart towards God and express how much I loved Him. And what I got back was a refreshing moment of experiencing being connected to the vine. The fruit of God's love in us is very tangible and very real. And conversely, it says, if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. Sad that when you do that, we actually end up burning out. Notice where it says, stay in the vine. And secondly, if you don't, we end up burning out. Picture a branch that is not connected to the vine. It's firewood. And that's the sad state of people who have decided not to walk in the love of God and in the love with others, with other relationships. Now, in John chapter 15, continuing on, it says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. That's an interesting promise, that if we stay in the vine and remain in the love of God, we can ask whatever we wish and it will be done for you. Now, you might be saying, really? Now, the hint to the answer for asking whatever we wish is found in the next verse. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Interesting, isn't it? That when we ask God for more fruit, more of the fruit of the Spirit in us, He will grant us that wish or that desire, because it is this desire, not just for us to burn out, but for us to have more fruit. Thus, staying in the vine is going to God and asking for more fruit. This picture was taken when my children were very young. I'm sorry for the old hairdo, but they're back in those days, we had thick hair. Two of these kids are now bald-headed. But the point in saying that is that fruit extends to the generations. Fruit extends when we decide to stay with the Father, and He is glorified through the fruit of the love relationships that we have with one another. In fact, it says, it shows yourselves to be my disciples. The fruit of that we are truly followers of Jesus is not about how much Bible knowledge we have or how much things we do for God. It's how much of this fruit of love is real in our lives. This is a bowl of fake fruit in my kitchen, and it looks real. The problem with fake fruit is it's fake. It won't have life. It won't make anybody nourish. It won't give any, because it's fake. Fake fruit happens when you don't have a connection to the real life. Today, I sent a message to my son. My second son's wedding anniversary happens to be today. And I greeted him a happy anniversary. And I'm looking at this family and I think about the fruit of love that is real here. Not saying that to brag to you. I'm saying that because for 39 years, my wife and I grew not with just loving one another, but each separately being connected to the vine. When you're connected to Jesus, it says in verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you, now remain in my love. The more we remain in love with God, the more we attach ourselves to Him, we begin to flourish in this love that God has for us. This is a recent picture of my wife and I having a chat with our 5 grandchildren. The love spreads not because we're trying harder, but because we are staying in the vine. When we stay in the vine, the love of God naturally flows into us. We don't even have to attempt to make it happen. The more we come to Him in prayer, The more we come to Him with the love, a heart that says, God, I love you, the more refreshing, the more we flourish, the more fruitful we become. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, as I pointed to you earlier, this is literally the first blessing in the entire Bible. God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number. I like these words because there's a difference. Sometimes we think fruitfulness is about increasing in number. It actually isn't. These are two separate thoughts. To be fruitful is to flourish, and when you flourish, you will naturally increase in number. And that's the goal. God wants us to increase in number. God wants us to be fruitful and multiply. The more we thrive in His life, the more that fruit flourishes and multiplies in our lives. Point being, it's all about love. Love is a fruit of the Spirit. Fruits that have character qualities. Fruits ripen over time, and the way you get there is stay in the vine. Or else you burn out, ask for more fruit, and remain in His love. Finally, I want to make a point. It's to be given away. The purpose of fruit and trees is so that you can produce so much and multiply it so it can be given away. Now, you and I can give oranges away, and that's not a bad idea. That's actually a good idea. But imagine if you were not just giving away a physical orange that is refreshing to people, but you were actually giving away the fruit of love. What you would be giving away is not something that nourishes people, but you'd be giving away joy. You would be giving away peace. You'd be giving away patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. What will happen is you'll change the landscape of life. The landscape of life, the texture of the way life is lived in families, in homes, in offices will change. The flavor of life changes. The aroma of life changes. The substance of life changes. The color of life changes. Nutrients are given to give life to others because of the love that you're giving them. More importantly, the juice of life changes, and there you have seeds that are able to be planted and to grow elsewhere so that this fruit of love can multiply. This is why the Holy Spirit is in us, so that we may bear the fruit of the Spirit. The point being, it's all about love, and if you want to have that, we have to stay in the vine, and the purpose of all of that is it's meant to be given away. Now, the reason why you want to give it away is because the fruits do rot over time. Now, the last thing you want is to have a lot of fruit, but you have rotting fruit. And when things multiply and you don't realize that they were meant not to be kept, but to be given away, they're actually wasted. The kind of fruit that generates by itself is the kind of tree that is plugged into the truth of who God is. The more we stay in the vine, the more we're rooted in the things of God, the more this fruit grows with us, and we don't have any recourse but to give it away because we know that there's just too much of it to keep for ourselves. This is the fruit of love. If we don't give it away, they end up rotting with us. The goal is to give it away because there is a tangible reality to the limits of this love. In other words, the more we give it to people, the more we change the texture of life around us. Now, the second point I want to bring up is not just that they rot. You need to think about the kind of love that you give away. There's no word that is more overused, abused, if not misused, than the word love. You sing about it, we talk about it, movies are made all about it, but the very actors that act in these movies end up in divorce. Something is wrong with this picture. Because more than just giving it away or that this you have to give it because they rot, the fact of the matter is how and what is given away matters. Thus we find in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. Notice what it says, the most radical form of love is because God gave us His one and only Son so that we might understand how valuable, how precious, how magnificent this love truly is. You and I are creatures of love. We seek love, we desire love, we want love. In fact, we're thrilled when we think of things like love. Notice when you read books like Pride and Prejudice or the movie and the many iterations of this very great novel by Jane Austen, we understand love. and we see the radical nature of a very rich man loving someone who's probably not as rich. And we're thrilled to that because we realize it's radical love. The variations of that in modern times is The Notebook, the rich girl this time falling in love with the poor guy. We see this kind of radical love appeal to millions of people because we're wired on the inside desiring this love, whether it's La Belle and La Bête, which is Beauty and the Beast, and its many iterations. The radical love of a young, beautiful woman loving an ugly beast says a lot to us and resonates in our hearts because we desire this love. And the modern version of the Twilight, the human that was willing to die for the vampire because of love. Radical love is seen even in Korean telenovelas, a mafia boss that falls in love and over and over and over again. Why does this sell? Because deep down inside of us, we were wired by God to desire radical love, to be loved at the highest level, and there is no reality to any of these loves that we talked about, except for one, Jesus, the one who radically died for us, who gave us his very best. And that's why the words of Scripture become true to us. For God so loved the world that he gave us his Son, his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not rot, but will have eternal life. Life that is meant to last the distance. This is the love of God. This is the very essence of why we even want the person, the presence, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Because it's about love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. The way you get there is you stay in the vine. And when you stay in that vine, you will produce so much love, you're going to be freely giving it away because it was meant to be given away. Otherwise, it rots. But how you give it and what is given matters. Finally, stay amateur. They say that basketball players are, well, there's a difference between those who are paid professional basketball players and those who are amateurs. Amateurs give it their best. The word amateur comes from the word amatore, which means lover. A lover is somebody who does it for the love of the game. I was recently discipling a young man, a younger man, not a young man, but a young man in his 40s. I'm 64, so he's at least 20 years younger than I am. And he happens to be an executive for a company, and he happens to be Spanish descent. And so I was teaching him about love, and he wrote this thing and put it in his refrigerator. And I was talking to him this morning, actually, exchanging messages with him about love. And I was explaining to him a few days ago, the reason why you want love is because you want to stay amateur, because amateurs play the long game. Long after they're no longer play the game, they stay there. The long game, I told him, is to imagine that one day you're going to be lying down in your deathbed. That's the ending for all of us. And that deathbed will be surrounded, hopefully, by your wife and children. The people that have felt your love. It's not going to be surrounded by your business associates and partners. It'll be surrounded by the people where you have given your best, your love. When we stay amateur and play the long game, life takes on a meaning. The only way you can play the long game is to realize it's all about love. That love is the fruit of the Spirit, and if we have the Holy Spirit in us, we will bear much fruit, fruit that will last. Fruits have character qualities that will express itself in joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, and self-control. It will ripen over time. Don't be discouraged. You might fail. You might miss things. You might get impatient every now and then. Go back to the vine. Stay in the vine. Yet, if you don't, you burn out. Ask God for more of the fruit. Remain in his love and experience it every day of your life, because the more you do, the more of it you'll have. And the more you have, the more of it you can give away. Remember, they rot. Okay, so keep giving them away so that you can be blessed and be a blessing to others. How and what is given matters. And finally, stay amateur. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the pleasure of being loved by God and the joy of loving others. Let's proclaim Jesus as he has given us his love. Pick up a piece of bread and a cup so that we may proclaim him. Lord Jesus, thank you for showing us what true love is and how you loved us so much. This day we proclaim that we will stay in the vine, that we may bear fruit, good fruit, lasting fruit, the fruit of love. And as we stay in the vine, we believe that the quality of our love will continue to increase as we experience your love for us. Give us the grace to give your love to others so that the world may know that we are truly your disciples. Keep us from trying to be professionals in the way we love, but to stay amateurs, always learning, desiring, and passionate to stay in the game. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.